RTE QFM. Roz and Emma.
And Emma Pear has round up another celebrity guest.
I absolutely have round up another celebrity guest. So there's a play coming to the Three Olympia in Dublin. It's going to be here from the 20th of June until the 11th of August, right? Roz, it's going to be right up your street. It's called 222, A Ghost Story.
So this is quite big in the UK.
Yeah, it's huge in the UK. They've had people like Lily Allen, Cheryl Cole perform in the play. So it's coming to Dublin and it's going to star Shona McCarthy from EastEnders. If anyone's watched EastEnders, they'll know her as Whitney Dean. Mm-hmm. Jay McGuinness from The Wanted.
Yes.
Colin O'Donoghue, who was an Irish actor. He was in Once Upon a Time. He was in The Tudors, The Grey House, loads of stuff. And Laura Whitmore, right? But I sat down with Shona McCarthy to talk all about it. And here she is.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. It's weird because I actually feel like I know you because I've watched EastEnders since like forever. So somebody upstairs was like, oh, who are you interviewing? And I was like, oh, it's just Whitney. And I'm like, no, it's not actually Whitney.
Do you know what's so funny? It's like, like you say, you think you know me because I've like been in people's living rooms for years. Yeah. And I'd go shopping or whatever and some, you know, old ladies would say, oh, you did my hair a couple of years ago. You know, I love the colour. And I'm like, yeah. They think I'm their hairdresser or their nail technician. And I'm like, yeah, it looks lovely, yeah.
So you're coming to Dublin for 222, A Ghost Story, which kicks off in June. So can you tell me a bit about the play and your role in it?
Yeah, so I'm playing a 30-year-old primary school teacher called Jenny, which is my mum's name in real life, so she's very happy about that. But it's set in a Victorian house in London, and it's all about whether or not you believe in ghosts. So a dinner party takes place, and they all have an in-depth discussion about, you know, is there something, you know, after death, do you believe in ghosts or do you not? And things start happening that are really creepy in the house. Jenny, my character, she hears things over the baby monitor, things like footsteps, someone walking around in circles with hard shoes on. Yeah, and nobody believes her apart from one character called Ben, who's played by Jay McGuinness. So they just have a huge debate and things start happening. And Lauren, who's played by Laura Whitmore, she's a brilliant character. She's on Sam's team. Sam is Jenny's husband, played by Colin O'Donoghue. And yeah, it's just, do you believe in ghosts or not? It's a chance for the audience to decide, and there's loads of twists and lots of really weird things start happening. Like there's a teddy bear that sets on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's basically a horror film on stage.
So I have a co-host here on 2FM, and her name is Roz, and myself and Roz are obsessed with ghosts. Like any opportunity we get to talk about ghosts on the show, we're going to take it and we're going to do it. And I know a lot of people are skeptical, whereas we like fully believe in ghosts. So like, what were your thoughts on ghosts kind of coming into this?
I'm like yourselves. I mean, I've always believed in ghosts. I've always believed in spirits. I do believe, I mean, I'm Catholic, so I believe that we go to heaven, but I love the paranormal. I've always been fascinated by it. I watch Most Haunted. I watch paranormal activity programs. I'm obsessed with it. So when this job came up, I thought, well, not only is it in Dublin, which is awesome, but it's all about ghosts and stuff that I'm fascinated with. So I had to take the part.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I haven't, but my sister saw my granddad when he passed away. Yeah, my dad's dad was sitting on the end of the bed.
Oh my God, was she terrified?
No, she said it was the opposite. She felt really comforted by it, and he was just sitting there and he had this really strong Leitrim accent, and he was just saying, a little birdie told me, which was his like catchphrase. And she just felt really, she said this warm feeling came over her and she just felt lovely. She didn't feel scared.
You mentioned there
all,
so your granddad from Leitrim, yeah, and I know that you have Irish roots. So have you been to Ireland much?
I haven't been as much as I'd like to. I mean, it's shameful really. But my partner David, he lives in Offaly, so I'm there quite a lot. But yeah, granddad and grandma on both sides of the family are from Limerick, Leitrim, Wexford and Tip.
Oh, lovely. Well, my co-host Roz, who isn't here with me now, she's from Tip, so she's going to be absolutely delighted to know that we have another Tip person on the show, because you're technically a Tip person as well. So you're going to be in Dublin for, is it around 6 weeks in total, yeah?
Yeah, it's 6 weeks. It starts on the 20th of June and it runs up till the 11th of August.
And will you get much downtime to explore Dublin or to explore Ireland?
I mean, I think I get every Monday off, so I'll definitely be wandering into... I want to go to Temple Bar.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. You have, to. I think anyone who visits Ireland, you know, Temple Bar is kind of the go-to place for tourists. But like, make sure you step outside Temple Bar as well, because like, there's so many great restaurants in Dublin and like bars around the Dublin area that aren't as expensive as Temple Bar.
Right, okay, yeah, that was the thing I was wondering, because I've heard that a pint is like, the price is going up, and I was like, no.
Recently, you finished up as Whitney Dean on EastEnders, which I imagine was probably hugely emotional for you. How are you feeling after it? Or what was it like, you know, filming your last scene?
That my last day, I said to myself, right, I'm not going to cry. Like, I'm feeling okay. And then it got to my very last scene, and I just sobbed like a baby. I couldn't help it. And I looked around at all the crew, like the cameramen and the sound guys, and I just... They've been my family for 16 years and they've seen me grow up. I mean, 16 years, but I didn't even think that I'd be in it for longer than an episode.
Yeah.
So I know how lucky I am, and it is like leaving home. I feel like I've packed up my bags and I'm, you know, leaving my parents' house, you know.
Shona, thank you so much and best of luck to play. I can't wait to get along and see it when you're in Dublin. And enjoy Dublin.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
No
thank
worries.
You.
There you go, Emma. You finally got a Tipperary celebrity on for me.
The minute she said it, I was like, yes, Ross is going to be delighted with this. That was Shona McCarthy. She's going to be starring in 222, A Ghost Story, which is coming to the 3 Olympia this month.
RTE. QFM. Ross and Emma.